Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, December 4th. A Delco couple is in jail after allegedly shooting at deputies. Dale Malpas and Sally Hewitt reportedly fired five rounds from a 12-gauge shotgun at deputies who were trying to arrest Malpas. No one was injured. We've reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. Representative Brendan Jones announced on Tuesday that Taber City will receive $500,000 in railroad improvements and construction of a rail spur that will support industrial growth in the town. The Southern Crescent Regional Commission, which is funded by the U.S. Farm Bill, is designed to address economic development challenges in a seven-state region. The rail spur will allow Atlantic Publishing to expand into an unused tobacco warehouse. Columbus County Commissioners on Monday approved a new policy for all county collections, exact change only if you're paying in cash. The new policy is due to fewer pennies being in circulation. Credit and debit cards and checks are highly recommended. Some badly needed rain is headed into our area, but the timing possibly couldn't be any worse. A steady rain event is forecast beginning Friday morning through Sunday. That could throw a curveball at weekend Christmas celebrations. We'll bring you updates on air, online, and on social media if there are any changes to the busy schedule. Now, today is the Christmas parade in Taber City at 6:15, followed by the community tree lighting. The ice skating rink also opened yesterday at Gerald Depot. Now, it will be closed Friday and Saturday due to the forecast inclement weather. Taber City's Cookie Crawl is still on from 3:30 until 6:30 on Friday. Oh, and by the way, we will be live streaming the Taber City Christmas Parade on the ColumbusCountyNews.com Facebook page. You can call 910-377-3012 to find out more about what's going on in Taber. Tavern's Christmas tree lighting is Friday night at 7 p.m. Breakfast with Santa is Saturday at 9 a.m. at the depot, and the parade is at 2 p.m. Late Welcome Miles tree lighting is Friday from 5:30 to 6:30, followed by the parade on Saturday morning from 10 to 11. It's the light up the lake shore will continue throughout the holiday season. Hallsboro's Christmas celebration is Saturday at noon at the Methodist Church that's located at 1004 Hallsboro Road South. Whiteville's Christmas Parade and Extravaganza is from 6 to 10 p.m. on Saturday in downtown Whiteville. The parade will run down Madison from Webster Street. Events will follow at the depot. Saturday is the Columbus Baptist Association and Military Vet Riders Toy Run starting at 8 a.m. in the Walmart parking lot. Cost is $10 for an unwrapped toy. The Veterans Memorial Park Turkey Shoot is every Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. at the park. Fair Bluff's first Saturday Christmas Market begins Saturday morning, of course, at 8 a.m. on Riverside Drive. Now, Fair Bluff will have their parade at 6 p.m. on December 13th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.